Kurt came roaring up the driveway marked Troopers Only 10 minutes later, behind the wheel of his lovingly restored Bel Air, the one his son would inherit 22 years later. When he came around the corner, he was still moving fast, and Sandy had one horrible moment when he thought Curtis was going to clean out about 5 guys with his bumper. But Kurt was quick on the brake. He still had a kid's reflexes, and brought the Chevy to a nose-dipping halt. He got out of his car, remembering to turn off the engine but not the headlights, tripping over his own eager feet and almost sprawling on the macadam. He caught his balance and went running toward the shed. Sandy had just time to see what was dangling from one hand, a pair of welder's goggles on an elastic strap. Sandy had seen excited men in his time, sure plenty. Almost every guy you stopped for speeding was excited in one way or another. But he had never seen anyone as burning with it as Kurt was then. His eyes seemed to be bulging right out of his face, and his hair appeared to be standing on end, although that might have been an illusion caused by how fast he was running. Tony reached out and grabbed him on the way by, almost spilling him again. Sandy saw Kurt's free hand close into a fist and start to rise. Then it relaxed. Sandy didn't know how close the rookie had come to striking his sergeant and didn't want to know. What mattered was that he recognized Tony and Tony's authority over him and stood down. Tony reached for the goggles. Kurt shook his head. Tony said something to him. Kurt replied, shaking his head vehemently. In the still bright flashes, Sandy saw Tony Shaindings undergo his own brief struggle, wanting to simply order Kurt to hand the goggles over. Instead, he swung around and looked at his gathered troopers. In his haste and excitement, the SC had given them what could have been construed as 2 orders, to get back and to return to the barracks. Most had chosen to obey the first and ignore the second. Tony took a deep breath, let it out, then spoke to Dickie Duck Elliott, who listened, nodded, and went back into the barracks. The rest of them watched Kurt run toward Shed B, dropping his baseball cap on the pavement as he went and slipping the goggles over his eyes. Much as Sandy liked and respected the newest member of Troop D, he did not see anything heroic in this advance, not even while it was happening. Heroism is the act of going forward in the face of fear. Kurt Wilcox felt no fear that night, not the slightest twinge of it. He was simply bugshit with excitement and a curiosity so deep it was a compulsion. Much later, Sandy would decide the old Sarge had let Curtis go because he saw there was no chance of holding him back.